will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
There are many stories from around Norwich this week. Here are the first five. There are plans to cover nearly a third of the city in trees. The demolition work at Angley Square is hitting sales in local shops, and the plans to replace Victoria House on Queen's Road are being slammed. However, no one is slamming Norwich City Football Club, as they won a clinical and composed game away at Leicester City and look forward to their next challenge against Leeds in the FA Cup on Sunday, 8th of March. Elaine will start with the trees.
Council bosses are ramping up efforts to cover nearly a third of Norwich with trees as part of efforts to boost biodiversity and green spaces. Norwich City Council has voted to support a Green Party amendment to the budget, which will mean £45,000 will go towards planting the flora this year. It will form part of the authority's bid to reach 30% tree cover in each of its 13 wards. The cash agreed this week will be used to plant 100 standard trees, which have already been grown to a size of about 6 foot, meaning they will have a faster effect on coverage than planting saplings. Another green idea put forward to the party's councillors was for City Hall to invest £55,000 in efforts to support educating people on rivers. The Green Group wants to see a river health education programme developed to introduce engagement with schools and community groups to teach them about water quality and pollution prevention. This would include developing a Norwich River Festival, which would celebrate the River Wensum flowing through the city.
The owner of a shop in Maglin Street is considering relocating due to a fall in shoppers he says has been caused by the revamp of Anglia Square. Mark Blanchiron, who runs vintage clothing and record store Dirt, claims sales have dropped by 70% and he's had to make staff redundant. He blames Norwich City Council's closure of nearby car parks so demolition work of the former shopping centre can take place. Road closures in parts of Maglin Street for 6 weeks have also been criticised by business owners for disrupting trade on the shopping street. Mr Blenkeron's shop in Maglin Street usually attracts customers from all over the UK, but he says last week the store was completely dead, and he fears his business will soon go bust if he doesn't move. Other business owners have also criticised Norwich City Council's decision to shut car parks and close roads as part of its £350 million project to redevelop the 1960s site. A spokesman from Norwich City Council said, "Unfortunately, with all the will in the world, there will always be some impact in the area due to delivering a large-scale, complex urban regeneration project."
City folk living near a site set for a major development have criticised the designs as not being Norwich enough. Since proposals to rebuild Victoria House at the former Marsh site on Queen's Road emerged, neighbours fear the designs are too intrusive and do not reflect the architecture of our fine city. Under the plans, site near St Stephen's roundabout could soon be turned into a mixture of 423 flats and homes. The £80 million scheme was originally made public in November 2022, and designs for the development were handed over to Norwich City Council in October last year. One person objecting to the plan said, "The rather monolithic massing is more intrusive than the previous office block was, and is another missed opportunity within this area for a build that reflects Norwich." Another person said, "The facades seem to be of the early 21st century, Anywheresville style, rather than striving to be a landmark development that reflects Norwich specifically." But not everyone is against the designs. There have also been neighbours who have praised the proposals for bringing much-needed regeneration into the city.
Paddy Davitt delivers his Leicester City verdict from Norwich's clinical and composed 2-0 championship away win against the struggling Foxes at the King Power Stadium. Rain at the kickoff, sunshine at the final whistle. Philippe Clement is that good, he can sort the weather as well as Norwich City squad, who now look unrecognisable from the rabble he inherited. A clean sheet, away win, that could not have been any more comfortable against a Leicester supposedly scrapping for their lives in the relegation zone and under new boss Gary Rowett, unbeaten after draws at Stoke and Middlesbrough. But Norwich were almost dismissive of the challenge. Sam Field, back in alongside Kenny McLean, gave the visitors the platform and the structure to allow the likes of Paris Magoma, second-half substitute Anis Ben Slimani and Ali Ahmed to toy with the Foxes' backline. Jose Cordoba reunited with Rory McConville, with Ben Crisine back and Kellen Fisher switched to the right again, provided the defensive ballast that has, in the main, underpinned a remarkable run in 2026. An eighth league win in 11, and since beating QPR on New Year's Day, a fifth away league win in 6. All set against an injury backdrop that's getting worse, not better. No matter. Adversity to this head coach appears to be as much fuel as the cheers which again wash down from the packed away end towards a team who can now go anywhere in this league and know they're good enough to get a result. Clement himself led the customary chants in unison with the away end at the final whistle. Sweet after so much sour.
Philippe Clement insists Norwich City can beat any team in the world on their day as they gear up for an FA Cup duel at Leeds. The Canaries Championship resurgence in 2026 has eased relegation fears ahead of another reunion on Sunday with former double title winning boss Daniel Farke with a place in the quarterfinal at stake. City have a wretched recent record at Elland Road, the only win in the last 8 meetings coming memorably under Farke during the 2019 league title campaign. Big challenge, good team, big club, big fan base, said Clement. I know the club already from the past. I played it also one time in a friendly with Monaco, and even then the stadium was full. So that was a good experience, and for us as a club, as for the squad, also it's a really good challenge. Leeds is doing really good things in Premier League. For the moment, it looks like they're out of the relegation zone battle there. It's good to compete at that level and to see how our players can perform at that level. I believe against every opponent that on one day we can win against every team in the world.